hedonism or hellenism that we're both paralleling in the first century. Those actually started back 150 years ago before, when Greece actually invaded Jerusalem.
Warning you about false Jesus here. This is not the biblical truth of God. This is a false concert, fleshly false ways. Test yourself at don'tperish.com. Loving our neighbor, repent.
So when you look at you're being deceived. All those two particular viewpoints, what you'll see is that you'll see that those two are in constant tension with each other.
I preach what Paul preached. I don't preach either one of those.
But I think that Paul also dealt with those issues. Also,
he dealt with them and rebuked them.
He did.
He would call this a worldly, wicked offering.
He told the Judaizers he needed, if they really thought that being circumcised.
What were the Judaizers teaching that he told
them to cut it off?
Yeah.
He told them
legal, teaching circumcision?
Legalism.
Really? Legalism is obeying God's word.
No.
It's not legalism. No. Legalism is adding to God's word.
Legalism is the sense in where we can't look at something and we can't say what really matters and what doesn't.
That's wrong. That's a lie. Legalism, there's a couple definitions of legalism. If I say you got to wear that kind of watch to have salvation, that's legalism.
Right.
Or,
but you told me I need to wear a tunic.
You do. God put you in a tunic in Genesis 3. I can prove it right in God's word. Go there and look up the Hebrew word in Genesis 3:21. And it never changed. The priests wore them, prophets wore them, Jesus wore them, disciples wore them, Jesus coming back in one. We get a robe of righteousness.
We do get a robe of righteousness.
So that's done. Done. Right, God did it. God acted. So you're greater than God. You can tell God how to dress your temple?
No, but
there, if you can't get over that, we can't go anywhere.
It's exactly what my point, man.
God's word teaches it. Go refute my tunic teaching in the word.
Okay, so he said he made animal skins and covered them in Genesis 3.
In tunics.
That was the word. That's an English word that was given from the Greek.
An English word? That's a Hebrew word. Going all the way back thousands of years.
Right.
And the Bible all the way through proves it.
Hold up, dude.
False Jesus, repent. They're teaching you false Christianity.
I mean, if we went by God's example in 3, we would be wearing skins. And you're wearing cotton.
No, because you don't understand. He shed animal blood. We don't have to do that anymore. God did it. The symbol is the covering. See what's on my wife's head?
Yeah,
that's a symbol from 1 Corinthians 11.
I know what it is.
Okay.
I've read it.
All right. So that's a symbol of what 1 Corinthians 11 teaches. We follow the symbols that God gives us. Do you believe in baptism?
I do.
Why? It's just a symbol. We dip people in the water and out as a sign of the newness of life. You're disregarding God's word and you call it legalism. That's sinful. It is not legalism to obey the New Testament and some pre-Torah law. Pre-Torah law.
But
don't teach Torah. Pre-Torah. Are you married?
I am.
One wife?
One wife.
Where did God ordain that?
Yes.
Genesis.
Yes.
1 and 2. Right after that, tunics in Genesis 3.
Yeah.
Right after that, Genesis 9, he told Noah, don't drink blood.
Yeah.
Then that's echoed in Acts 15 to the Gentiles. Don't drink blood.
Yeah.
I teach what the Word of God teaches in context. Not legalism,
in addition
sir.
To that, it says you shouldn't eat pork. Getting old, but Torah
law. Right? That's not what I teach.
Right.
That's Torah law. God said to Noah, you can eat all things. Just don't eat the blood. So you need to go and study on legalism before you and I can ever.
I don't know about that either because it was clearly identified pre-Torah. But keep in mind, too, the author...
What was identified pre-Torah?
Unclean and clean animals.
But he said right there in Genesis, God says, I give you all things to eat. There was clean and unclean. You know what the clean and unclean were for?
The clean was for sacrifice.
There you go. It had nothing to do with eating. Later in Torah, he gives it to Moses.
Okay.
Changes it. I don't teach Torah law. So you need to study deeper. Legalism, take that back. You can't stand on that. It's not what I teach.
Well, and that's why...
Not legalism to obey the word of God.
Right, but the conversation can't be had if you walk away or if you get defensive.
Well, what I'm telling you is when men start defending sin, I don't go with them long. Neither did Jesus, neither did Paul. So I don't go with them long.
Right.
Okay, so why would I? Why would I entertain sin?
It's not that you should or shouldn't, but here's what I'm saying.
Well, don't tell me I shouldn't walk away if a man's entertaining sin.
It's not.
If you can't see this as sin,
right.
I don't think there's much truth in you. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
Because this is clear. What if I use the F word?
What
would you call me?
I would call you a sinner.
Okay.
But
would you call me a man of God if I used it all
the
time?
The presupposition
would you
is
call me
is
a man
all
of God?
Men are sinners. All fall short of the glory of God.
Really?
All
does the Bible
sin.
Call
Nobody.
His people sinners, or what does he call them?
They're righteous according to his.
Saints. He calls them saints and we can slip into sin. These people live in sin. See the difference?
Right.
I don't live in sin. I can slip into sin. I can get in my flesh. But I don't live in sin. I don't live in paganism. I don't live in feminism. I don't live in false gospels. I don't live in worldly corrupt offerings. Yeah. I came out of that. I'm out of the world.
Where did you come from? How did you get to where you are today?
It's all on my website. You don't listen to my testimony.
It's on my website. Here now.
Because I got to go. I got to go preach. I'm here to preach.
I'm your audience. I'm the only dude here that's actually willing to listen, man.
You know how many people I've talked to here? Oh, don't give me that.
Well, I'm the only
You know how many people I've talked to here? If I keep talking to you, other people will keep walking by.
I tell you what.
Here's what I would offer to you. If you're serious.
I'm listening.
You got my card. Hold on. You got my email.
Yeah.
And you can email me, and you'll get my phone number.
Where are you at?
And we'll talk on the phone.
Where do you live?
We live everywhere.
You don't have
We're van dwellers.
Are you really?
Yep. Full-time traveling street preacher. Fund myself. Don't take anyone's money. Retired early to do this.
Really?
We do have a small homestead in central Missouri. We're never there. It's a refuge for saints. We're never there. We travel full-time. We go all over the country. So my offering to you is, if you're really serious, and I'm not saying you aren't, call me, email me. Let's pick a topic. But here's my thing. I want to go to the Word and not just your thoughts, because you just gave me your thought on legalism. It wasn't even close to the Word. We have to stick to the Word of God. What was the leaven of the Pharisees? Do you know?
What was the leaven?
Yep.
You mean versus unleavened? You mean leaven versus unleavened?
What did Jesus say was the leaven of the Pharisees?
Remind me.
Hypocrisy. And people always call us legalists. They say, you're like Pharisees because we dress different than the culture. Well, that was not their sin.
I'll be honest with you, I lend myself more to being covered. And
You should. And you know what else the Bible says? Men should not preach the Word with their heads covered.
I'm not preaching. I'm just
talking and prophesizing the Word of God. Is that not? Would you wear that to a funeral? Or would you wear that to a church service?
No, I do not.
Why would you wear it here talking about a holy God? You hold them higher than holy God?
I think.
And I don't even do funerals. Those are pagan. Funerals are pagan. You know, propping people up for everybody to view them. A burial is biblical. Funerals are pagan. That's another whole story. So little things like that. You got to study. You got to go deeper.
Right.
And you shouldn't say, I'm led inclined to that. What you should say is, I'm going to study in God's Word. If that's what God's Word says, I'm going to do it. You shouldn't be inclined to it. You should do it. Because obedience is the fruit that you know God.
Right.
If you just live in sin and willful sin, you're on your way to hell, no matter what you believe.
Right.
Satan does that.
Hey,
Satan does that.
I'll be honest with you. I've read the scriptures. I've lived the life of Christ. I lived this life in Christ. And I've come to the conclusion that nobody lives a perfect or holy life. We just live. We live within grace.
I contend against that. Right there.
Here's the thing, man.
That's a lie. Not perfect. Holy.
Romans, right?
Holy.
I do the things I don't want to do. I have the things I want to do. I don't.
You're
gonna
pull the Roman sandwich on me?
Oh, no,
Roman 7 sandwich.
And then I'll talk about the thorn in the flesh. So not everybody has those perfection. No. Right? So
who knows Christ, that was a sin? You know that was a sin? I didn't say it was a sin.
Well, I'll tell
a
you.
A lot of people say it was his eyesight. You know why?
By his grace.
No.
But
you know why people?
Perfect.
You know why people thought it was Paul's eyesight?
So let me ask you this. I've actually heard a couple different.
I'll give it to you right from God's word. Paul says, you see what large letters I write to you. People said that was a sign that he was going blind.
Sure.
Yeah. So don't say Paul's thorn was sin. That's terrible. Well, don't say that about my brother Paul.
Yeah.
And you just did the Romans 7 sandwich. You took Romans 7 and you say he said he sinned a lot.
What I'm saying is that
he didn't say he
Paul
sinned a lot.
Short of glory
he
God.
Said he
Paul
wrestled with his flesh.
And not only that, but then let's go back to Isaiah 1:18, where it says everything we do is like dirty rags.
Oh, here we go.
Lord, right?
You know what? When I let men talk in love, you really expose how little you study.
But let me ask you
this.
Do
you know
man?
The context of filthy rags, that verse? Have you studied it? Or are you just taking evangelical mantra?
Do you know what filthy
yeah,
rag
it was
is?
A woman's woman's right. woman's monthly
it
bleeding
was,
rag.
It was literally filth, right?
Do you know what the context was when Isaiah said it? Who it was said to?
Who did he say it to?
Have you studied it?
I'm asking you.
But have you? I'm asking you to admit you haven't studied it.
No.
You haven't studied it. So you're here quoting it, but you haven't even studied it deeply. See, I'm trying to expose something you have a great need for. Study in the Word of God. I have an article on filthy rags. That whole context is Isaiah is talking to Israel and saying God is tired of your repentance. He's tired of your moons and your Sabbaths. Why? They kept living in harlotry, idolatry, sin, and then running to the temple and then doing that and doing it.
Yeah.
It does not mean we can't be righteous. Hold on here. Noah, righteous. Abraham, righteous. Hold on. Job, righteous. New Testament. What was said about John the Baptist's parents?
Dude, I'm what I'm
Wait,
saying.
No,
what
let
I'm
me finish.
Is I am righteous, but I'm righteous only in
Let
in
me
the
finish. John the Baptist's parents. They obeyed the law and were righteous before God. You just used filthy rags. That's totally out of context.
Let me ask you this.
Must have righteousness. Listen.
I do.
Two kinds of righteousness.
Two.
You know which ones they are?
Give them to me.
See, you haven't studied.
Hey, man.
I'm showing you your great need.
Then share it.
Okay. You need the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. Okay. We've ruined ours. We can't work our way to heaven.
I agree.
And then you need righteousness of your own because of what he's done in you, following him in obedience, holiness. You just said you can't be holy. That's a lie. You can't do be holy.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
The Bible commands you to be holy.
Yeah.
1 Peter 1:15.
Right.
I want you to study more, man. I want you to study.
You call me.
Huh?
I'm asking you to call me.
You send me an email and we'll talk. We'll study the Word of God. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But I generally don't do it here because I'm here to preach. I don't come and interrupt. Like if you were a preacher, I don't come and interrupt your preaching.
Right.
You go to a religious body?
I do.
What do you belong to?
I'm not terribly denominational, just so you understand. But I attend a Baptist.
Yeah, I was going to say Baptist. That's what I was going to say. It was right here.
But
Baptists come along in the 1600s.
Here's what I would say. Is I'm just a recent, really, attender to the Baptist church. The reason why I'm recent... It's because really there's not a whole lot of evangelical churches in the area. It's mostly Catholicism. So
well, repent of the Baptist faith. Go into the Word of God. Their Christmas, their Easter, their Sunday ritual system. They're not teaching women how to cover and dress biblical. They're not teaching men. They're not calling you out of the culture. They're linked to sports and movies and entertainment. None of this. You can't be linked to the profane and claim a holy God. You must come out and be separate. Why do you need them? You don't need them. The Bible says don't forsake fellowship. That's what true saints. If you're all alone like Noah, you got to obey God. You can't compromise and go with false fellowship.
Here's the thing, man. As I know my God, I mean, I literally know him. And I'm serious. And I know that he loves me. And I know that he has sealed me.
Can you lose your salvation?
No.
That's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
Here's the thing.
Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Is Jesus a liar?
Here's what I'm saying. Well, you have to presume.
Is Jesus a liar?
You have to presume then the person was saved to begin with.
He's talking to the brethren. How about Hebrews 6?
You're presuming then.
How about Hebrews 6 where Peter's talking about if they turn away from the faith?
Let me ask you this. Okay, so.
See, you keep ignoring God's word.
The men and the brethren, dude. So you got 13 disciples around them, and we know that. There was a prophecy stating that there was going to be some silver thrown out for Jesus.
Of course, Judas served to God's purpose.
Right.
You don't serve God's purpose that way. I don't.
So was that dude? Was that dude ever saved?
Who?
Judas.
Who cares? I don't know. That's up to God.
But he hung out with Jesus.
That's up to God. I know. I know this.
Never forget.
I know this. James 5 says, "Brethren."
Right.
I say that out loud. Brethren, who's he talking to? Brethren. He says, if you save a brother from sin, you save a soul from death. You just told me you can't be lost. James says, a brother in sin is on his way to death.
And I know that no one can snatch you from his hand.
God's word is true. Yes.
Here's the point that I'm
No one can pull you from Jesus' hand. You can jump out and sin. Did you know the prodigal son, it says right there, he was alive. He was dead. Wait. He was alive. He was dead. He was alive again. But read it.
Okay.
Luke 16.
Here's what I'm saying.
No, Luke 15, I think
it is. When you look at God. And you can understand through the scriptures that he can prophesy, so he understands the future, correct?
He does.
He knows the beginning from the end.
He does.
The Omega.
He knows his elect.
He knows it all, right?
He knows who will be in
so
heaven.
So when you look at it, and when you see it, in the timeline, if you could stand out and stand beside God and look at the timeline of all the earth and all its creation, and you can see it through his eyes, and he understands who's going to be there the day before and the day after. Who's going to perish and who isn't.
Right? He knows.
Here's what I'm saying.
You and I don't know.
Absolutely. But right. Here's what I'm saying.
So don't say you're saved forever today. You can fall away.
Here's what I'm saying.
You can turn back.
If I fall away tomorrow, I was never saved.
That's not true. That's a lie. That's a lie. Because
the
Bible
is
full. I've got articles. That's Calvinist. You're a Calvinist. You're a once saved, always saved Calvinist.
Dude, here's what I'm saying. When you look down on it, history...
I just told you the prodigal son was alive, dead, and alive again.
Here's what I'm saying.
Peter says it's impossible to renew them to repentance if they fall away.
If God, who numbers our days, and can prophesy and knows the beginning from the end, and knows future, and knows all the things, and you can look at it from the beginning to the end, he knows who's saved and who isn't.
That's right, but you don't. So don't tell any man he's guaranteed.
I'm not telling you that.
You just told me you know you're guaranteed. You're sealed.
I know
you know what Ephesians means, sealed? You know what that word sealed means in Greek? Have you looked it up? Have you studied it?
No.
You're shallow. You're shallow. You know what in the Greek, you know what it means?
Tell me.
It means earnest. Have you ever bought a house? What do you put down to hold the house?
Yeah.
Earnest money. It's right. Not a done deal yet. You must finish and be completed.
I'm going to tell you that.
You must study, must be.
I'm sealed, and I know I'm saved.
You have a down payment. You have to endure till the end, and you're not going to endure if you live in sin. You're not going to do it.
I'm going to tell you.
God's going to judge you.
Yeah.
I got tons of articles on One Saved, Always Saved. Look them up, read them. You need to study more.
Yeah. I appreciate
it. I speak the oracles of God. You're speaking a lot of man-made doctrine. And I love you, and I want to pull you to the oracles of God.
No, I'm not really. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're speaking. You haven't quoted me one scripture. Well, one, Isaiah, filthy rags, and you quoted it wrongly.
Well, and then out of hands, and then Romans. And
yeah, out of hands. No one can pluck us out of Jesus' hands. He won't lose us. We can sin and jump out. The Bible's clear on that.
No,
we have a free will.
No one is you.
We have a free will.
You are one.
We have a free will. The Bible tells us all over you can sin and lose your salvation.
But you don't have the comprehension to understand what I'm trying to give you, dude.
You're teaching me false doctrine.
No,
I understand that.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to give you is, look, there's something called, you know what quantum physics is?
Does that have anything to do with God's word?
It has a better understanding.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to leave you right there. You give me a call, shoot me an email sometime. I'm going to leave you at quantum physics.
I'm going to